All right, I hope you're up for a little role play this morning, a little show and tell. I need two volunteers. Who's brave? Just, you don't have to be, nothing to be afraid of. Just two volunteers. Oh, come on up. Both of you, two, right here. All right. All right, who wants to be God the Father? Right there. All right. You feel mighty and powerful today? Nice. Okay. So you get to be God the Son. All right. God is love. And so the nature of love is to give itself away. Right? So God just wants to give himself away. And when he does so so completely that it's the facing. You love each other now. Come on. You receive all the love that the Father has, and you, of course, that's love, so you want to give it back. Come on, hold hands. You love each other. There you go. Nice. All right? And that's what we kind of talked about at the very beginning, this divine mutual reciprocity of love, this divine dance of love, and it's so powerful, complete, that it's the third person, right? The what's that called?
The Holy Spirit,
yes. So the Holy Spirit comes, and the Holy Spirit kind of has this centripetal force. So the Holy Spirit kind of forces you to spin around. Not a whole bunch of times, just once. Just once, face that way now. All right? And in a sense, God now spills over into creation. Powerful, you know? You got this love that just, it's not enough. For right here, it spills over into creation and ultimately spills over into the Son of God made flesh, and we see the face of God, which is beautiful to be able to see the face of God, right? Illustrated, and it is illustrated in you and me as we come to be like Christ himself. So there's this beautiful from the Father to the Son and the Holy Spirit that spills over into creation. Thank you guys both. Very nice. Well done. The rest of you all are cowards. No, just kidding. God is love, right? He wants to give himself away. And he does this first. There's creation and revelation. And ultimately, there's his Son. When God has a face, it's a beautiful and powerful thing to realize that God has a face. There's people who join Christianity because they desire the face of God, to be able to see God, to touch God. And then to realize that God has this Holy Spirit, and that the Spirit's purpose is to dwell, desire is to dwell within us. That's how intimate he wants to be with us. The Trinity is not some big intellectual, theological concept. The Trinity is a dynamic relationship that comes to include us. We become the face of God as well. In that first reading from Exodus, we hear that the Lord came down in a cloud, what? To be with Moses and to reveal his name to all of us. When he says, Lord, it's the great I am who am, the name above all names, which in the New Testament was then revealed as belonging to Jesus. But then God goes farther in revealing not just his name, but his character, the Lord, a merciful and gracious God, slow to anger and rich in kindness and fidelity. These characteristics of God, merciful, gracious, slow to anger, rich in kindness and fidelity. They're recalled over and over again throughout the Old Testament. They loved this revelation that we heard this morning because they were constantly sinning throughout the wilderness, wandering and beyond. Moses, over and over again, you said, Lord, you're merciful and gracious, and so please show that again to us and forgive us. We do well to remember these things and never forget them. Merciful, gracious, slow to anger, rich in kindness and fidelity. Now, the gospel might not seem to be connected to this reading from Exodus, but let's look again. God so loved the world that he gave his only son so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. In Exodus, God comes down to Moses in a cloud. Why in a cloud? The cloud, in one sense, is kind of a symbol of his mystery, because God is infinite. His identity remains cloudy to us, at least, so to speak. But in the scriptures, the cloud is also a sign of the Holy Spirit. God coming down in a cloud. In the gospel, God gives his only son, has his only son come down to us. How? Made incarnate by the Holy Spirit, who overshadows like a cloud of glory the Blessed Virgin. The Son comes to save us from the condemnation of Adam and Eve. We were all in condemnation, and he comes to save us from that. And we just have to believe in him, which is another way of saying we have to trust him and love him and follow him. It's not enough just to be a knowledge. It has to be a heart and a will and a soul and a body and a whole person, because he's merciful, gracious, slow to anger, rich in kindness and fidelity. From the Old Testament to the New, the characteristics of God haven't changed. Sometimes, you know, we can have this sense of, oh, the God of the Old Testament, this mean guy, wrathful, angry, and that's the devil working. It's not God. He's love from the beginning to the end. Merciful, gracious, rich in kindness and fidelity. And those characteristics become more illustrated concretely in the New Testament when the flesh of God made man in the Spirit in Jesus Christ. God becomes man by the Spirit. Man comes into union with God in the Spirit. This is why the Spirit compels the Son to come down to us, so that through the humanity of the Son, the Spirit can come into all of humanity who trust and accept and love the Son. Do you trust and accept and love the Son? Not just with your head, but with your heart, with your soul, with your will, with your body, with your whole person. He comes down to us in creation. He comes down to us in baptism. He comes down to us in confession, merciful and gracious. He comes down to us in this Eucharist to be held and adored and consumed, to be so intimate with us, in communion, union with us. He wants to love you and so be loved by you. That's the Holy Trinity. So the homework for the week, this week, continually make a prayer of trust and love in the Son, so that you can be filled with the Holy Spirit of the Son. And then you too will become merciful, gracious, slow to anger, rich in kindness and fidelity.